is closed, and so is the Catalina.
Probably closed on Monday. That's the way they operate.
Yeah. The lighthouse stays open because they're closed.
Can't leave Bible batteries over without sampling the seafood.
Seafood.
Right. Yeah, I was talking about a route with different slopes.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a place where two different slopes came together like so. You ever heard that place called anything particular?
No, the valley. Valley of the house, uh-huh.
Or say if you had a little separate building out back of the house where you might keep firewood or tools, something mm-hmm. like that. What would you call it?
Woodshed.
Yeah, woodshed.
Even though they still call them that, and even though there's very few people that use woodshed.
Yeah. Retain that.
Uh-huh.
Say, you mentioned this in the days before you had indoor plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
An outside toilet. What would you call
That's
it?
What we call it, the outside
toilet.
Yeah.
Ever heard any other names for it?
Yeah, the Johnny house and things like that. But we always, that's what it was, because where we lived in the camps, they were not near the house. They also were row houses too.
Yeah.
Yeah, down near the bayou. Away, way away from the camps.
Mm-hmm. Would something like that ever be called an outhouse?
Uh-huh.
Ever heard something like a one-hole or a two-hole?
Yeah, I've heard just expressions, you know, in recent years, but growing up, I didn't.
That's it. You said that there wasn't too much farming around here in this community?
This was years ago, but not now. Other than it's in Grand Bay, the Grand Bay or in the Irvington area, there's some farming out away from the town. But the town itself's been industry, seafood industry, ever since I can remember.
Have you ever had much acquaintance with the farm?
Uh-uh. Not myself personally, uh-uh.
Okay.
Other than the little gardens that we used to have, you know, Mama had when we were growing up. We grew our own food and everything, most of them.
Few things that I wanted to ask you about a farm. You might not have any personal knowledge of, but just see if you've heard of them. What about some of the typical buildings that you would have on a farm?
The barn is all that I would be familiar with. And I just never went to it. We, even though they were right out there, we never had the acquaintance of any of them.
Have you ever heard of a separate building where the farm would keep corn?
Yeah, the silo.
That would be the
uh-huh.
silo. Have you ever heard of something?
I've also heard them called corn cribs.
Corn cribs.
Uh-huh.
I wondered if a corn crib, say, exclusively for corn, would a silo be for just any type of grain?
I think around here is what the way they work is. Other than when I was in my teens and I used to go out to the marsh ends later on, used to teach religion at the Grand Bay Church and School. Church, they've never had a school. They were a mission church of ours, and Sister Ruth used to take the a lot of us girls, and we would go teach religion to the smaller kids, and that's the only farm and that I was ever acquainted with, and it was for a short period, maybe about 3 or 4 years, but I don't know that the workings of a farm to that degree, and most of it would be on Saturdays and Sundays that we would do it.
Have you ever heard the people around here use the word granary? Mean a place where grain would be stored?
I've heard it used, but I don't know of where, you know, other than, like I said, I wouldn't know. I'm sure at one time with as many farmers as there were around here that there were granaries that actually ground the grain and everything and stored it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. And what we were talking about a few minutes ago, the upper part of a barn where you would store the hay, that would be
a loft.
Have you ever seen hay cut and baled and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Never had. Okay. Well,